Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Chuck Allen for an encouraging message.
Hi, Rachel, and thanks so much for that introduction. And I thank you for joining me on today's weekday podcast. In Matthew's narrative of the birth of Jesus, he writes this. He says, "All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had spoken by the prophet. Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which means God with us." Now, you can read that in Matthew 1, beginning of verse 22, but the key, I think, is the promise of God himself coming to this earth in flesh and blood. And it's confirmed by the name that he takes on, and that name being Emmanuel, literally meaning God with us. When the Lord Jesus came to this earth, he ensured that God's presence would be in the world forever, and there would be no place in the world that he has not been or that he already is. I mean, his presence would be in the world forevermore, and in only the supernatural way that God can do it, will be everywhere at one time. And so this assurance of God's presence in the world forevermore symbolizes promises that we read in other parts of Scripture, like John chapter 14, beginning in verse 16. Here, we know that Jesus is no longer physically present on earth anymore, but he's ascended to heaven. But that doesn't mean that God is no longer present in the world. You see, before Jesus' arrest, he promised his disciples that God would send another who would be with them, the Holy Spirit. And Jesus speaks of this in John 14, where the text says, "And I will ask the Father, and he will give you another helper to be with you forever, even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it neither sees him nor knows him, but you know him, for he dwells with you and will be in you." Jesus, you see, he knew that he would not be physically present in the world forever. That wasn't his job. He knew precisely what his job was to do. He knew that he was here to redeem mankind as the Savior of the world. But he promised that the gift he would leave in the Holy Spirit would come to be present with God's people forever. As a matter of fact, Jesus told his apostles that it is better for him to go and for the Spirit to come. And he says in John 16, "Nevertheless, I tell you the truth, it is to your advantage that I go away, for if I do not go away, the Helper will not come to you. But if I go, I send him to you." Oh, listen, my friend, in the middle of a very odd Advent season here in 2020, Christ is present in the form of the Spirit of God that lives inside of you as a Christ follower. He is constantly at work in you and around you, for you and through you. And in those moments where you feel like maybe you just can't go on or there is nothing left to be done, he is there in his most supernatural way, ready to do anything and everything, because that's the covenant that was made with us as believers and followers of Jesus. I want to thank you so much for joining me on today's weekday podcast and trust that you have the greatest day ever. Father, would you bless these dear folks who have listened so faithfully and now give them the assurance of your presence in their life this day. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you, friend. I'll see you back soon on another weekday podcast.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the weekday podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9 and 11, and we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day!